go back to the phones here in a common situation. John's on a mobile, and he just changed a bunch of stuff, and stuff's not working or something. Right, John? 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 Is John there? Is he there? John?
Oh,
bummer. Didn't get John. Well, it sounds like Bill might have a similar situation. Bill?
Yes?
You're in Mesa, and you have a new motherboard and processor, and what kind of problems are you having?
Well, actually, it seems to be working okay, but I'm just gotten real curious, based on the processor, what the actual jumper settings ought to be.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Especially
in other words,
computers.
Don't touch.
Well, first of all, did you? What version of Windows are you running?
XP.
XP, and you just added a new motherboard and processor?
Correct.
Okay, did you update the drivers for the processor and motherboard so that XP would know what it had?
Based on a printout, well, let me tell you, I went to a Blerix PC management type thing. It gives you a summary of your system.
Yeah?
Okay, I went to that, and...
No. I'm trying to cover two questions at once. Dan that was trying to get in a second ago, he had a very similar question or a problem. He had just changed his motherboard and CPU,
okay.
And he's having problems and issues. What I want to kind of cover in this particular issue is Windows is hardware specific. So when you make a motherboard change on a Windows machine, that's a very dramatic change. And if you don't update the drivers for the motherboard, it may work, but you're just asking for trouble down the road because it's now using old drivers from the old motherboard on this new motherboard. And so that's why you always want to do the update. And if you didn't get a disk with your motherboard or a CD, you can go to the motherboard manufacturer's website and download the latest version of the drivers and updates for Windows XP or whichever version of Windows you have and make sure and apply those things. Because
actually, I did from the CD. At the same time, I reformatted my hard drive and loaded a fresh.
Okay. So you didn't do it in place. I was referring to that because a lot of people, what they do is they want to make my machine faster. So they go out and spend a bunch of money on a motherboard and they leave everything the same. They just change the motherboard and processor, figuring, well, that, you know, the computer shouldn't notice any difference other than be faster. And that becomes a dramatic change in the operating system. So, okay. So you're just curious about jumper settings?
Well, you know, kind of what I'm hearing from you is that maybe I shouldn't be concerned.
Well, if it ain't broke...
Don't fix it.
Or if it ain't broke, fix it till it is. Which would you prefer?
Yeah.
Well, I just assume not break it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if it's working, and computers have enough... you know, they can screw you up just good enough by themselves.
Yeah.
Don't give them an extra reason.
No, definitely not. I don't know. I went from like a 900 to a 2-gig processor. And
you're thinking that it should be twice as fast.
Well, you know, it doesn't seem to be a whole lot faster.
It's not going
it's
to
not.
Be. You know why?
It's not going to be.
You know why? You didn't address the biggest bottleneck.
Memory?
No, the hard drive.
Hard drive.
The hard drive is the slowest of the three major components. And so a lot of people go through that same thing. They put this faster processor in and go, wait a minute, it doesn't boot any faster, and it doesn't open the programs much faster, and it's just really, I spent all that money, and it's really not that much faster. You actually would have gotten a better result if you had put a really super high-speed hard drive on the old processor.
Yeah, well, I got a relatively new Western Digital, I think it's an 80-gig, 7200. RPM and
but that didn't change, right?
Well, not since I put in a new motherboard. No,
that's what I mean. It was the old 900 megahertz or whatever you had. It was the same hard drive. So that bottleneck is still there.
Yeah,
that is still the slowest part of that. No matter how fast the hard drive is, it's going to be slowest of the three major components. Processor's the fastest. The memory's next fastest, and way back,
is
number three is hard drive.
Okay.
How much RAM do you have?
512.
Okay, so you got plenty of working
it
space.
Should be good.
So you don't have to worry about the system going to the hard drive often. So if you're going to continue to try to tweak the system, the next logical thing would be to look at some of these higher end drive systems that give you faster performance.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
One question about the bus speed, and I know it's on here. It's indicating it's.
You know what, Bill? If you want to hold, that's going to be one of those things that nobody else is going to care about. So if you'll hold, I'll talk to you off the air about it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to, that's, you know.
Yeah, that's getting deep.
Let's get tweaky. That's not important. Well, then, I guess, I guess we're done anyway.
Wow, that went fast.
Wow. If you've missed any of our show, we will archive this. I keep saying that. We have them up there. I just got to activate it. Next week, we should have all the archives up for all of our five or six past shows. But you can also check out the resources we've posted at datadoctors.com/radio. Check out all the tips and tricks for doing your taxes electronically or online or through software, whatever it is. Check all that out, as well as our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and our high-speed website of the week. Check all that stuff out. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter by just simply clicking on subscribe, and we send out a free weekly newsletter to help you out. Michael, thank you for filling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Don't forget to watch our television show, Cox Channel 9, at 4 o'clock. Ken Colbert and Michael Valdivia. Reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Oh.
Get to know Big O. Did you know that Big O Tires sells a wide assortment of name brand tires? They do. Big O Tires sells quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, and others, so you can make the right decision about the tires for your car, truck, or SUV. Of course, Big O also carries the full line of Big O brand tires, including the Legacy Tour Plus, with our famous 100,000-mile warranty. And as always, when you buy Big O brand tires, you get free mounting and balancing, valve stems, rotations, flat repairs, and a road hazard warranty that's the best in the business. How about this? Did you know Big O Tire stores have speed lane service? That's one bay dedicated strictly to tires to get you in and out fast. So now you know. Big O Tire sells lots and lots of tires and has speed lane service to save you time. When you're in the know, you'll stop at Big O.
For reputation, you can ride on Big O Tire.
See our flyer in the mail.
News Radio 620, KTAR, live, local, first.
Hello, Americans.